From JMI Well Friday Morning, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
What do you make of it?
Yeah, look, I'm still in Sydney. I haven't had a chance to read the whole document yet. It's quite a weighty tome. Perhaps that's a rare pleasure waiting for me in the plane on the way home. Look, as expected, it's presented a bit differently from the stuff that I've worked through. There's the expected focus on social spending, supporting the wellbeing theme. That was very well signaled. Is it radically different? I don't think really. It has been constructed differently. Was it revolutionary? And look, probably not, but there is a sense and an element and an evidence of fiscal prudence through the document. Mike, simply put, the government books are in a good shape. If you compare it to the half-year update, there's additional spending, there's additional borrowing, there's additional investment. We have got a continued run of surpluses. There's no blowout in net debt. It remains below the 20% of GDP by the end of the period. We've got government spending increasing by $1.4 billion. We signalled yesterday that they had room for extra spending. Further spending in the 2020 year as well. I talked about tax yesterday. The very little reference to tax in the budget yesterday. There's a sort of veiled reference to everyone paying their fair share. I think that might be aimed potentially at international companies over the next year or two. I do want to talk about forecasts, though, Mike. I mean, Treasury have provided the economic tax, the tax revenue forecast. So let me try and explain here what I'm looking at in fairly simple terms, because this is where the uncertainty looms. If I look at 2019, core Crown tax revenue, so this is what they earn, $84.7 billion. If we fast forward 2 years, 2021, core Crown expenses, this is what they're spending, $98.9 billion.
Yep.
So in 2 years' time, they're going to be spending pretty much $14, $15 billion more than they're earning this year. So they are relying on an increase in revenue. Mike, what do you need to get an increase in revenue?
You need growth, Andrew.
You need growth. You need the economy to grow. So to do this, we need GDP basically at 3% for the next 2 years. It's 2.5% this year, and it's slowing. So growth needs to lift. These are, and recent evidence is that we're seeing a slowdown. These are not heroic assumptions, Mike, but they are optimistic, and I think they introduce a fair amount of downside risk. The extra government spending helps. Government spending gives your economy a bit of a kick, but it's reasonable to acknowledge the fragile global situation, the risk there. It is light on economic initiatives, Mike. Look, we've got the $300 million venture capital fund. That's great. You got $157 million for innovation, that's great. $200 million vocational educational training, that's great. Some spending at Kiwi Rail, but it's light on economic initiatives. And some of that money's just been redirected from somewhere else. Mixed reaction on the market, though, Mike. I never really thought it would be a game changer.
No, exactly. Righto, what are the numbers?
The numbers this morning, we've got the Dow Jones pretty much fairly stable, actually. 25,145 up 18. S&P 500, 2785 up 3. The NASDAQ 7555 up 8. FTSE 100, 7218. They're up 33. That's about 0.46%. The Nikkei, 20,942 minus 61. The Shanghai Composite, 2905. They're down 9. ASX 200 lost 48 points yesterday, 6392. Minus 0.74%. Actually, they released the top 200 list here, Mike, yesterday in Sydney. The AFR this morning, you need 500 million to make the top 200. NZX 50, 10,071, down 24 yesterday, 0.24%. On the currencies, 0.6513 against the US, 0.9416 Aussie, 0.5845 Euro, 0.5161 pounds, 71.36 yen. Gold trading at $1,288.33. And Brent crude, you'll like this with if you've got a big fancy car.
$38.
You wish. Wake up. $66.93, down $2.50.
Good on you, mate. You have a good weekend. We'll see you Tuesday. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.